Not everyone is happy when we receive the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, some people will be angry, and I think we'll find that we have a whole new set of friends and enemies. I can remember the day I came home and I had met with God. I had a tremendous spiritual encounter with God, and my wife had not gone to church with me that day. But I came home and I announced, "Honey, I got saved today." And she said, "That's just great," and walked out of the room. I thought she would be happy. She's going to have a whole new husband. I'm going to do things right now. I'm going to be better. This will be a great day. It was very deflating. And I will tell you that she came around and she's passed me up like a rocket, and she is very close to the Lord. But that was a sobering moment for me. You know, Jesus predicted that that would happen to us. And this is what he said about that. It's found in Matthew, the 10th chapter, beginning with the 32nd verse. "Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I have come to send peace on earth. I have not come to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be those of his own household. He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." You see, Jesus understood that when our life changes and we put God first, Jesus was not saying that we will not love our father or mother or brother or sister or son or daughter. He did not say that. He said that he would become supreme in our lives. Doing the will of God would be our number one priority, and that our love will not decrease for our loved ones, but the love of God will increase to such a point that we will love God more than those we cherish the most on earth, and they won't like that too much. It's just the way that it goes. Jesus predicted it. We need to understand that and take comfort in the Holy Spirit and do our best to love everybody. Love God supremely. Love others sincerely. That's Jesus' command. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I must tell you how I love you. I love my wife very dearly, and my children and my grandchildren, my mother, brothers, sisters, my family. But you, O Lord, are number one in my life because you have saved me. And Jesus, you paid the ultimate price for me. How can I not love you supremely above all beings anywhere and everywhere? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.